Now, as I understand, people who are unhappy with their impact statements can come to you to arrange things. Will you tell me a little bit about this process?
Right. The actual process that we go through is if someone would place a phone call or come into the office to let us know that they had a dissatisfaction with their impact notice, our first question to them would be, have you gone to the reassessment team, which is some ladies located across the street from the courthouse. They keep all the records. Our advice to them is to go visit with them, and they would be glad to go ahead and pull their property assessments and discuss with them the areas of their disgruntlement. And if they're unable to resolve that with them, then they can come back here, and we'll go ahead and set up an appointment. It's called a BOE appointment, which would allow them an opportunity to come before the commission to express their concerns. So that's the general process. I also send them some paperwork, which kind of gives them some guidance on some research that they might do that helps substantiate their situation, such as maybe property values or what their current property value is in their eyes, and just a few things that will kind of help set the stage for them when they come in. That's pretty well how it goes.
Is there a deadline?
Yes, the appointment is July the 10th at 4:30 is the cutoff date for those appointments to be made. The BOE appointments actually start the following Monday, the week, that entire week of July, which would be July the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then if we have more appointments than what we think we will, we'll go ahead and swing it around to the 22nd of July. And those would be held in the morning from 9:30 through 11:30, about 30-minute increments. So we'll make sure anybody that's interested in speaking to the commission will have an appointment at a good, convenient time.
All right. And do you have many people signed up so far?
We actually have one person at this point, and that person is still pending, but we do have them on the schedule, just one, and that's scheduled Wednesday the 17th.
Okay. And just so I'm clear, these people go before the Board of Equalization. Is that correct?
Yes.
Debbie, if somebody wants to think about complaining about their reassessment, how would they get in contact with you?
They could go ahead and come into the office, the county clerk's office, located in room 202 in the courthouse, or they may call 886-3331, or they're welcome to go ahead and call the reassessment office, and that number would be 886-4380, and one of the ladies there could help them get started. But they're definitely welcome to call our office, and we can give them some guidance and some kind of explanation as to how the process works. And we won't let them leave until we feel like we've got some satisfaction, either through explanation for their reassessment value or set them up with an appointment. So I encourage anyone that has issues to do that, because that's what we're here for, and we want there to be a good, clear understanding, and hopefully we can all walk away from the table with a good understanding and, a peaceful one at that.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, except to again, just to reiterate on encouraging anyone that has any questions to always ask, because sometimes it's just a simple answer that can, clear the confusion. And if that confusion isn't cleared, then we have meetings where we can sit and talk about it and give opportunity for both sides to be expressed and hopefully come to a conclusion. So that's pretty well how it works.